When I quit farming, I had an average, of course you didn't know, of 605 pounds of seed cotton to the acre. Now, as I said when I was coming up, if we made a half a bale of cotton, the boll weevil, you know the boll weevil, you've heard of boll weevil, they were bad in this country. But they finally got where we controlled boll weevil with insecticide, you know, we could control. And that's what my average was. Well, I had about the biggest average was in the country. But in other words, the government, you know, you had to sign up so many acres and so forth, counting how much you were going to raise and so forth, and they kept tab of how much you'd make and all. Well, it finally got where if you wasn't going to raise any cotton and wanted to sell your allotment up in North Louisiana, they'd come down here and they're still raising cotton up there and they'd buy it. They'd buy your allotment. Yeah. You'd just buy it. Well, my brother, he'd quit. The niggas mostly all at one time just left, quit. And so we let him, oldest brother, sick now, he took over for a good many of us here, just turned our allotment over to him to sell. The old people in North Louisiana to come down here, and they gave us 21 cents a pound just for our allotment, you see. And my average per acre, yes, just for nothing, that's all. But that's, in other words, I was allowed, without being penalized, to sell 605 pounds to the acre, on how many acres. That's what my average was, an acre.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and that's what I got paid for. I don't remember how many pounds I sold now, but say, well, 20, 25 bales at that would have been a whole lot. It brought a whole lot of money, all right. That's what we got, those people from North Louisiana coming down here and bought it from us. And we just put a lot of it in a lump sum, and we got more ordinary because, see, my brother, he was going to do the selling for several farmers out here, and that give a whole lot more pounds at one time, and we got a little more. But that's what my average was, 605 pounds of cotton. But as I said, well, we used to buck each other around here, just farmers, see who could make the most. My brothers, you know, and some other good friends. Most time I made more cotton than most anybody else around here. But it wasn't me. Well, I worked my labor. I madly worked. But I didn't regret it either. They didn't regret it. Some of the old hands living yet used to live here, and they'll tell people how honest I was when I went to settle with them. But I really made more per acre than most anybody else because that land back in, about 75 acres, just like that out there, just good farming land. Of course, it was messed up when I took over, but I straightened it up, and it's above average farming land, but I don't own but 256 acres now. And like this farm, my place goes to the river, the Amit River.
Was there a place around the barn where you'd let all your animals, you know, the hogs or the horses or the chickens roam around?
Yeah, well, you had a lot. You know, you had a lot. Well, but you didn't let nothing go in your hog pen. No, the hogs, they had to be in a separate pasture.
Yeah.
Because, well, they just wouldn't do the mix with. But
was it fenced in?
Yeah, they had.
The barn lot?
Yeah, well, like I got a lot. I tell you, you always had a lot at your barn, and you turn your mule in, you had a water trough. You know, most likely if you didn't have a creek or something, you had to draw water, and you had a water trough for them, and that's where they stayed until you fed them. Now you fed them at night, and they stayed there the next morning, and you went and hitched them up. Well, we had to corral them. My dad made us. We had to corral the mules every morning before we took them out to the field.
They love that, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they love that.
You had something to.
Yeah, curry comb, and a brush, you know, comb and brush them. And that had to be done. Every nigga and every boy had to curry his mule before he went to the field.
Oh, boy.
And they mustn't be skinned up or nothing like that either. But we loved them, too.
What kind of fences did you have around here?